Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
James Franklin, the former head coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions. I've been a fan. I like James Franklin. But I feel like James Franklin, over the weekend, sent the wrong message. He sent the wrong message, in my opinion, this past weekend. So, when we were kids, we were asked, what do you want to be in life, Johnny? What do you want to be in life, Susie? And a bunch of us said, well, I want to be Michael Jordan. I want to be Dominique Wilkins, Mickey Mantle, Christopher Reese, whatever famous person, or not just famous person, but, you know, some people said, I want to be a police officer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be whatever you want to be, right? But specific to those sports athletes, you know, they told you, make sure you get your education. Because you know what you don't want to do? Put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
That was always what was said to us, right? Which, I'm with that message.
I think it still holds true.
My mother was a lifelong educator. I worked in education for many years, too. I believe that that is the way that you go about it. That is the message. But I think that James Franklin, who I've long appreciated as a college football coach, leader of men, I think that when he sat on the desk this weekend of College Game Day, ESPN College Game Day, I think that he went against that message that many of us were preached to many, many years ago. James Franklin was asked by Pat McAfee, and everybody was going to ask, anybody up there was going to ask this question about what's next and how do you handle what's next. This was his response.
I think that's a great question. To be honest with you, the first thing was, like, I needed to take a deep breath. I needed to make sure the people that are around me are in a good place. But after that, I don't know anything else. I've been doing this for 30 years. I don't have hobbies. I don't golf. I don't fish. This has been such a big part of my identity, such a big part of my family. We love it. So I think it was take a deep breath, kind of in shock, surreal for a moment. And then it's, hey, we got to get back to doing what we do, which is help young people achieve their dreams, get a great education, still balance what college football has become, the student-athlete experience and big-time business. But there's a way to do that, and I can't wait for that next challenge, and we're going to go win a national championship at the highest level.
I get what he said. I hated what he said. And I hated what he said because, and you guys just heard what he said, this is all I know. This is basically, this has been my whole life. This is what, I'm a football coach. I understand that you're a football coach. I get that. But we talk to young people all the time about the importance of being able to be diverse in what you do. His identity is just tied to being a damn football coach. I'd hate to be that person. I don't view myself as just a talk show host. I view myself as many things. I think that, at least in my opinion, that message was a poor one, in my opinion. Now, I get it. He wants to continue to coach. There's a way of talking about coaching and getting another opportunity, which he will, and moving forward with a college football career. But to say this is all I know, this is all that I've ever done, that just kind of hit me weird.
Well, there are some people that, in order to be successful in certain professions, like you have to be 100% committed, and you have to make that a significant part of your life, and everything else comes second. And that is what drives people. You know, some people are just fueled by, I've got this goal. I want to be a head football coach at a Division I college, at a Big Ten university. You get to that point, and then you got to keep that job. So you have to work harder. You have to, you know, free time that some people might have with kids or fishing or, you know, riding motorcycles, whatever. They spend it breaking down film. They spend it recruiting. They spend it, like, everything about them is tied up in their drive to be successful in their field. And it becomes a lifestyle that you can't get out of.
That's a terrible place to be in the world.
You know, some people enjoy having that one thing and being all in on that thing. But then there are some people like you, Henry, that like to, you like to work, you like your philanthropy, you like your side things, and then you like your social life that can balance it. There are also people that can't balance it. And I think that's where the problem comes. It's like, when it becomes obsessive to the point of being a negative on the rest of your life. If he said, hey, man, this is all I know, I think there's probably a good majority of people that, I think if you get to a certain point in life, if you're so successful, they're like, yeah, this is all I know. This is all I've ever done.
No, I understand that there are people out there that have been successful at something and they've gotten to a level of success where it is all that they know.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is I don't think that's a good thing, and I damn sure know it's not a good message to spread.
I mean,
when we tell kids every single day, don't put all your eggs in one basket, you need to have a backup plan. Like, he literally on national TV said to the world, I don't have a backup plan. I'm James Franklin. I've been a college football coach. That's all I've ever been.
I mean, he's been a successful coach for 30 years. He put all of his eggs into one basket, but you were the head coach at Penn State, so you did something right. I would think that, I'll flip it around, I think some kids would hear that message and say, man, this is the only thing you ever know, but you got to a point where you were the head coach at Penn State. If this is all you knew and you were so driven to become a college football coach, then maybe I need to dive in 100% so I can be successful like that. I mean, that's if you've done it for 30 years and, you know, if he's like, hey, this is the first Saturday that I've had in 30 years, I mean, I would consider that to be pretty doggone good. But, I mean, everybody's going to know.
In what way? What makes it successful that in 30 years, all you've ever known is being a college football coach? Because I'm not talking about a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about this is my identity is just tied to me personally. This is all I'm saying. I would hate to have an existence where everything, and I preach this, I've said this for many years, I don't want to be viewed as just a talk show host. I don't want to be viewed as just a sports guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there's more depth to who I am as a person, and I would like to think that I interact with people that don't just look at a label and identify themselves by some title. Like, I would hate that.
Oh, some people are happy with that, though. Like, some people, you know, James Franklin, if he wants to be known as a...
And I'm saying it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's healthy.
Well, if that's what he deems successful for him, then I would say that, you know what, if he wants to be identified as a you know, head football coach, then that's great. You know, I'm of the same belief, Henry, that I don't want to be known for one thing, because it's like I used to, you know, people would be like, oh, well, you know, you do this, you do this. It's like, yeah, but I've got so many other things that I do. I got so many other things that I like. I think being a well-rounded person is good, but some people, they enjoy being known as, hey, I'm one thing, but I'm really, really good at it, and that's what I want people to remember me by.
Yeah.
651. It's all personal.
651-461-9226 if you'd like to weigh in on the topic. When he said that on the set, it just sounded so weird to me. And he is somebody that I think has shown to be a pretty good leader. And he's had a lot of success. And I think that the best coaches, college coaches, are engaging in, and they get the best out of mentoring young people and getting them wherever they want to go in life. But when the shoe is put on their foot and they're out of a job, oh, this is all I know. Man, that's kind of a tough one. It's almost like, and we hear this a lot from former athletes, that when their career is over, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And like the wake-up call is like, oh boy, I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah, and that just, I feel like the leagues have done a better job of preparing people, especially as your rookies, because they have all your rookie symposiums. I mean, the older players now, yeah, there is this, you know, what do I do with my life? But I feel if you've got a personality that allows you to, you know, to be open to other things, but again, it's a matter of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a lot going on. We've got wild hockey. We've got the first of two NFL games going. We have Major League Baseball going as well. And we got a lot going on. So that means that we need to get into a scoreboard. By the way, yeah, we got to take it off of Monday Night Football because I'm definitely, unless there's baseball on that other behind the back. I think that's CNN. I need something on baseball. We got a game 7, man.
There it is, right there.
Thank you. Please.
Bang. There it is. Well, yeah, we've got three different sports going on here in the WCCO, the palatial WCCO radio studios.
Palatial.
It's not quite like the Chad Hartman, you know, Casa de Hartman, but it's close. We have got a game 7 in the American.
I've never been to Chad's house.
I haven't either.
I wonder why that is.
Gated community, uphill, on a
Chad's
ledge.
Chad's never invited me to his house.
Really?
I've been to Dan Barrero's house.
I see what you did there.
I've been to Dan's house multiple times.
Dan, not Chad.
Funny.
It's weird how that works. Anyway, I'm going to stay out of that. We have got a game 7. The winner faces the Los Angeles Dodgers in this year's Fall Classic. And we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Seattle Mariners leading the Toronto Blue Jays 2-1.
Let's go, Seattle. Come on now.
Yeah, Seattle looking for their first ever trip to the Fall Classic. Never been to a World Series. I believe the Jays are looking for the first time since 93, if I'm not mistaken. Because that was the Joe Carter off of Mitch Williams home run in Game 6.
Because they went back-to-back, what was it, 92-93?
92-93, yep. Because it was the Twins and Atlanta, and then, yep, it was Toronto. I don't know who it was in 92, but then, yeah, I remember it was Toronto and Philly back in 1993 when they were taking on America's favorite softball team.
Yeah, but Toronto won back-to-back.
Yeah, I'm just saying I can't remember who they played in 92.
Oh, Atlanta.
They did, okay.
Yeah, they played Atlanta.
Okay. I couldn't remember who it was. And so Atlanta went back-to-back in 91 and 92, and Toronto went back-to-back 92. Atlanta in terms of, like, going to the series.
In terms of going, yeah.
Going to the series, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because you recognize that gentleman, don't you?
Yeah, that's you.
No, not me in the picture. Who am I in the picture with?
Oh, Cito Gaston.
Thank you.
Cito Gaston.
That's Cito Gaston from just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, nice.
Back-to-back. He won back-to-back rings, baby.
Yeah, that was a good team. That was a really good team. But, yeah, the
Who was the one reliever for Philadelphia? Mitch?
Mitch Williams.
Yeah, Mitch Williams.
Yeah, Mitch Williams. Man, that was a good team, too. That was a good Phillies team. Yeah, because they didn't have a World Series in 94 because of the strike, and that would have been the Montreal Expos. But yeah, a Julio Rodriguez home run in the top of the third inning. That is the difference in that game. Let's get to the National Football League, Henry, because we do have a doubleheader on tap right now. The Detroit Lions in game one, they lead Tampa Bay 21-9. That game just underway in the fourth quarter. Jahmyr Gibbs has over 180 all-purpose yards today, but 16 carries, 136 yards, and two touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they lost their big wide receiver, Mike Evans, carted off, had a long pass, dropped it. We don't know what the issue is with Mike Evans, but carted back to the locker room.
It didn't look good.
Just returning from a hamstring, so I don't know if it's a hamstring or if it was a shoulder or what it is, but right now Tampa's got the ball, and they're just short of the 50-yard line at their own 40. But the Tampa's got to get moving.
I got to say something real quick about Jahmyr Gibbs. Without any, you will get no argument from me if anybody says this, because I'm just going to go ahead and say it. He's the most explosive player in the National Football League.
He is incredible.
The most explosive. Like, he is, he's amazing, dude. Like, yeah. JJ's amazing, but JJ's got to catch the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs, hand it off to him and he's gone.
That offensive line tonight looks outstanding for Detroit. Like, they have got some huge holes. He's averaging 8.5 yards a carry. Oh, by the way, 3 catches, 82 yards. Yeah, averaging 27 yards per catch. I'm not good at math, but I know those are pretty good numbers. And on the other side, yeah, again, 21-9. Tampa, 5-1 on the year. But they were one of the only teams to beat Detroit in Detroit last year. I think it was a 20-16 game. So that's what we've got there. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, another NFC game is you've got the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Houston Texans. And that game is going to be in Seattle. So that's what we've got there. Let's get to the NHL here, Henry. Because the Minnesota Wild in action. Jonas Brodin with a goal tonight as the Wild lead the New York Rangers 2-1. Just under 3 minutes left to go in the third period at Madison Square Garden. Wild are 2-3-1 on the year, so looking to get win number 3. But they're going to have to hold the Blue Shirts down. They're going to get this done. The Flyers.
I hope we do, because yeah. I've got a friend. She just, oh my gosh. She's a Minnesotan.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of us. She lives in rural Minnesota. And let's just say that she's like a diehard New York Rangers fan all of a sudden.
How do you become a diehard New York Ranger fan in rural
Minnesota?
Because
they have a friend out in New York, and they're a big-time Rangers guy and all this stuff. So I'm like,
oh, Rangers guy. okay. So you're a fan of his hockey team because he's a guy and you like the guy. Because if
I'm not saying all that. I'm saying like she is a fan of the Rangers just because he is a fan of the Rangers.
Well, she's going to be disappointed because you're.
Hopefully. Hopefully in a couple more minutes she'll be disappointed, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I would say that she's going to be disappointed because the Minnesota Wild have just put the thrice goal on the board. They now lead 3-1. You'll see it right here. And, it's coming, trust me. It's coming in the next.
Oh, the TV is a little bit behind.
Yeah, it's coming in the next six seconds or so. Come on. Come on, score. Oh, see, there it is.
Thank you.
There's the third one. I feel like we could have live bets right now because I'm looking at one and we're looking at the TV. But yeah, 3-1, the Minnesota Wild with about a minute and a half left to play. The Philadelphia Flyers, because we love Philadelphia. We love Philadelphia. Philadelphia, you're awesome. Your people are awesome. Your sports teams are awesome. Flyers up 5-2 over the Seattle Kraken. Montreal Canadiens up on Buffalo 2-1. The Flames and the Jets. They are scoreless up in the Calgary Dome. And coming up in just about 25 minutes, the Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Carolina Hurricane. Both of those teams are undefeated.
Undefeated, yes.
Something has got to give. A heavyweight matchup between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So that is going to be dropping the puck here at the top of the hour.
And then later tonight as soon as we're done, we've got Texans at Seattle, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Texans in Seattle.
Who you got in that?
I'm going to take Seattle.
Okay.
Just because that Houston. Oops, sorry. That Houston offensive line is just, they're just not very good right now. And outside of Nico Collins, I mean, Houston really doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. I mean, because Christian Kirk is hurt, Justin Watson is hurt, Joe Mixon, you have no idea what's going on with
him. Let's go, big dumper!
Oh, dumper just put one on the board.
Oh, it was off of Louis, though. Dang it. Louis Varland just gave up a home run to Cal Raleigh. I didn't know it was Louis. I'm rooting for Seattle, but I didn't know it was off of Louis. Now I feel bad.
Does that make you see?
And that makes me feel bad.
So you're anti-
Louis, well, to end the threat in the prior inning, mm-hmm. Louis got...
Did he get Julio?
Yeah, he got Julio to ground out, and he got out of the jam.
Mm.
The big dumper. Oh, so man. Look at Louis.
Yeah,
look at him.
Yeah, see, now he's sad.
Damn.
He's sad, Louis.
I know. I love Louis, man.
Maybe you should have just like kind of tempered your enthusiasm before you knew all of the facts, right? You're out there cheering and screaming. You don't even have all the information. You're making presumptions. You're cheering for the big dumper. You're like, yes, go dumper. And then you're like, oh, no, off of Louis. Bad dumper.
Man, so. One thing I'll say real quickly about this Monday Night Football game.
Mm-hmm.
How many Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to leave this game injured? Ouch.
Yeah, there's...
It seems like every 5 minutes somebody's hurt.
Yeah, we keep looking up and...
And it's a final in New York.
Yes. So your friend that is in rural Minnesota...
I'm texting him right now.
Cheering for the... But it's in the Garden. I would love... I know that you've... Talk to, I think when you talked to Dean Blandino last week, like the Garden is just a place I'd love to go see.
Oh, I wonder if he's at the game.
Just one. Oh, Dean?
Oh, I definitely want to go to the game. I want to go to the Garden.
I do too. I've never been to the Garden.
I'm planning. I've been to the Garden, but I was at the Garden for the NBA draft. It's totally different.
Yeah. You got to see it for an event.
It's a separate section and everything. Yep. It's totally different.
Yeah.
I did see Spike Lee, though, in the Garden for the event, though. It was funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Was he rocking his Patrick Ewing 33?
No, he was not. It was...
Larry Johnson?
They did not have a really good draft pick that year, either. They took Ronaldo Bachman, kid out of South Carolina.
Who?
Ronaldo Bachman. He was a kid out of South Carolina, a power forward.
Okay.
And I remember it just like it was yesterday as we sat there.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the draft guide that we got, Bachman wasn't even in the book.
It's a deep sleeper for you. I wonder if James Dolan was too busy with his band that night to actually realize that there was a draft going on. Did the James Dolan band play, by the way? Because, I mean, he can pretty much do anything that he wants.
No, this was back in 2006 or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
God, how hated is James Dolan?
Yeah, he was selected 20th overall pick of the 2006 NBA draft.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
Renato Balkman?
Yeah.
I mean, he's 41. I think he ended up after that going to play over in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I mean, he played in the league for a few years. He did play in the NBA, so anyway. All right, that's going to wrap up the scoreboard. Let's go, Seattle! Louis got the next three outs. Seattle leads 3-1 as they head to the bottom of the fifth. Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We just had a doinker in Detroit. The Lions now lead Tampa 24-9. And it looked for a second like it was not going to go through, but it went through. Yeah, we saw it on the replay.
It hit an upright and kind of it went to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward. And then it kind of had like a weird spin or a knuckle to the left side. And Baker would.
Mayfield, he thought it was no good.
Yeah,
sure.
Baker thought it was no good. But we saw the side angle. And indeed, it was good.
Indeed, it was good.
Good.
All right, so.
Oh, man, I wish Danny Gladden was on that call.
Let me mention this. On Wednesday, I hadn't mentioned this to you, but we're going to have some fun on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because we will, for 1 hour, chat with Mayor Jacob Fry. He will join us for an hour.
I like it.
We look forward to that conversation. We're going to get to some questions, man. Let's address some things.
You're going
to
take it easy on him. I know you. You're going to take it easy on him because you're an emotional, liberal, whiny snowflake. you're going to be suckling off of the teat. Come on now. You're going to be like, oh, Jacob Fry, thank you. What a great job you're doing. Great job. You can do no wrong.
That will be fun.
It will be fun.
That'll be fun to chat with him. Programming note, because you're out on Friday.
I'm out on Friday, yes.
Friday, actually, going to chat with regular Thursday guest, Matthew Collar. Because the Vikings play on Thursday.
Oh.
And so as opposed to trying to move him up on Wednesday, we could have done might as well do a recap with him on Friday. Since we have the mayor for an entire hour on Wednesday. We look forward to that.
Okay.
Kelsey Carlson on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we got some fun guests. So I'm looking forward to this week, man. We've got some good people.
I love it, you know. And this is where we're kind of getting into the full shows, getting into the swings. So
we've been into the full shows.
Yeah, I know we have. Now we're getting into the really good stuff. I love that you're going to be talking to Mayor Fry, because I know that's something that you've been talking about, you've been working on. So I think I think it's great that you've got, that you've got Jacob Fry in studio for an hour and just to talk to him, because I know that people are going to have questions. People are going to have a lot of questions, and I know that, you're not going to take it easy on him.
I don't think
so. I don't think so. I don't know.
No, you know I got some good questions.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do.
I look forward to
it. I mean, there may be people that might doubt that, because...
Hey, let the haters hate, man.
I mean...
I ain't got time for
all
that.
Hey, we've got people that won't come on this show because of how you interview. Because we've reached out to people.
Well, because I think that some people have not wanted to come on after... What was the interview that I did a couple of years ago?
Oh, was that Tim Christopher with the...
No. This was the situation that was happening at the school, and you had the board that was there, and the...
Oh, Steve Swigum.
Yeah, Steve Swigum.
Up in, I want to say Crookston or Morris?
Minnesota Morris.
Steve Swigum. Yep.
Yeah. After the Swigum interview, mm-hmm. and people were like, man, Lake, you weren't messing around.
Yeah.
Why would we?
But you're going to be soft on Jacob Fry. I know it.
Yeah, I'm going to be soft.
You're going to be soft.
I'm going to be Mr. Softy on the liberal.
You're soft.
No. For the record, people know that on this show, I have been critical of Jacob Fry. Everybody knows that. When you talk about the liberals and the lefties, but I think he's gotten better as mayor over the course of this latest term. I've been critical of Jacob Fry, though, but also Mary Moriarty, who is not running for re-election. Interesting.
Yeah, that wouldn't have gone well for her.
No, she saw the writing on the wall.
She knew it.
Yeah.
She knew it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though, that you can be a member of a party and you can be a supporter of someone, and you can be a fan of some of what they do. But then you can also look at it and say, I don't like what you're doing here. I don't agree with this part of what you're doing. You don't have to be all in.
Man, you're pulling a Vanita Sakhar.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is this what banging Vanita does?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're banging
that. I know, I'm using my fingertips. Is that a loud bang?
Go ahead. I can. Yeah, we can fill in here. Yeah.
I better not do that, because then that'll somehow knock us offline.
Well, your microphone is like super sensitive. You could be typing or you could be wiping down something. If your mic's open, we're all going to hear it. Anyway.
Okay.
I know. I didn't hear that.
You did hear that.
I didn't hear that. Anyway, go ahead.
You can support somebody, but realize that not everything that they do is good.
For sure.
I think Jacob Fry, from my knowledge, has done a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that you can look at and you're like, yeah, no, you have not handled this crisis good. Or you haven't done it. Same thing with Governor Walz. For the most part, I've been a supporter of Governor Walz. But there are some things where I'm like, I can't get behind that.
The moral to the story with all of this stuff is nobody's above criticism. Like, I think that everybody should understand that nobody is above criticism. No one. It's going to happen. People are going to put themselves in positions to where they're going to be criticized. That's just, especially when you're talking about politicians. Come on, not every politician is going to do everything right.
No.
That makes no sense.
And that's, they shouldn't. Nobody's going to do everything 100% perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially not the Buccaneers on offense. Yeah.
Is somebody else hurt?
Nah, I fumbled the ball.
Gotcha. All right, just going to wrap up the show. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6. We call it the Lake Show right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.